Oh, look at her, huh?
What are the four corners?
Oh. And, what were y'all saying?
Oh, golly, I didn't have that line. No, I was telling them that, that microphone thing, they put it in back of me, back of my dress, and for some reason, they put it all the way to my skin. It's like, it slided back on down to my, way down to my pants. That's what I was telling them. That's what I was telling them. It slid down under my underwear.
That's at 14:45, 42. What were we just saying?
I am explaining to them that I'm going to demonstrate fry bread and make safki. And they said, okay, and you're all going to sit around and tell a story about how to tell a story and also how to tell a race, how to take care of your camp, your home, your camp. And on the last, I'm saying, well, one of you will stir my safki while I'm making a dough.
What were you saying? That's 14:46:11.
What I'm saying there is, the water's already start boiling. Can somebody put the put some in for me and stir it? And she said, "What is it?" And I said, "It's a grits, and I don't have any roast corn to make safki." Then she said, "That so there was somebody had it for sale," and I said, and I'm saying, "It'd be all right, won't it?" And she said, "Yeah, it'd be all right." So she's going to start putting the grits in there. More than that. That's my sister in the back of there. She's the one in charge of the education. She's the one that brought my mother and Mindy.
What are we all chatting about? That's 47, 47 and something else. Run it a minute. 30.
What we're saying there's the water is not, my mother said, the water's not too hot. I said, wait a few minutes, and when it gets hot enough, and I will put it in. I said, you think there's enough water in there? I says, yes, it is. And says, the wind's getting hotter, and it's not warming, you know, it's not hot enough for the water to put the grits in there. But says, where's Agnes? I says, she's coming. She'll be here with the rest of them. That's going to do medicine. And be talking about also, she'll be talking about the older lady be talking about the other Indian medicine, but she's not here yet, so I'm gonna go ahead and start on the making a dough, how to for fry bread. Oh, I said, speak louder. Your microphone's up for your head. I said, okay.
What did you ask?
I said,
this is 14:47:52.
Mm-hmm. This is Mike, the speaker is above you, so that try to speak louder where they can hear you. And I told him that, okay, y'all go ahead and sit down and start telling story. And also, one of you tell a story about the four logs under the fire. That what was explained to you, what it meant. Oh, Rita. Like that's all. She is saying, when there's three of you, we still tell a story together. One will tell and the other one will tell, and we tell and that. And I turned around and told him to, we don't have too much time, so start telling right now. That's what I'm saying to them. And right away, don't ask each other, just start telling.
This is 14:49:01.
She said, when a man get married, that's his duty to bring the four logs in. And back then we didn't have nothing to hold our pots to cook in. So he put four logs in it, and for the purpose of the cooking, that's he brings the four logs in it, and you start cooking on that. Then after that, when they have child, they added more, another log. Then they have another child, they added another log. So that way, if family gets bigger, they would have more logs to put the pots on and cook on there. That's what she's saying. And then she said, the other lady says, yes. Right, she's saying. This is the one I couldn't hear. She talks very low.
Mm-hmm.
She's talking, but you couldn't hear her. Like, I can't hear her. Maybe y'all can.
Jump to 14:50:43. What was before that, Ethel?
What was before what they were saying?
Yeah.
She started telling about, she's a bird claim, and she's saying each claim has a different meaning of the four logs or how to take care of their camp, their home, and how to raise their children. And this is goes back a long ways. The story is so, it'd be like a storytelling, but she's saying that back then there was something. She doesn't recall it, but it stands for four, stands for her something that they started four like that. But after that, she remembers saying that after four logs, then when your family, when you have children, have four children, then they would start adding more logs. But after the four children, if you put four logs down, that's what she's saying. Because she's a bird claim, so... her said each claim has a different story and different story, different way. I mean, it's about the same and same thing, but what it means that I was taught, bird is taught different and panther is taught different and wind is different and bear or snake is a little bit different from each, how to, what it meaning of it. So that's what she said. Then, what was it?
I always had that in the bag.
14:51:13. Well, she said, do you think she got on tape? And says, I don't know, but I think she did because she was facing it. And that's all they discussed. And then she says, what kind of story was I supposed to tell? And Kara said, you tell all the story that's been told by our ways, our meaning of our ways, that we have to start by showing this and teaching our young people. So you have to tell whatever story that you have to tell. First part, I couldn't hear Mitty because she talked so low, but she must have said something. And they were saying that they had something they had brought in a bundle over and did something that they weren't supposed to do, and so it stopped raining for 40 days. And whatever she was saying, that the part, I could not get it because she talked so low. And I think that's all they said. But she had started a story. I know she did, but we couldn't hear her because we couldn't even get her on the tape. That one is not necessary, but we start discussing something else because we didn't know they were filming, because they would say stop. Then they had to start filming when we was already talking about something. That's where you buy your moccasins. It's about in Turkey. That's what we're saying. We didn't know that had started till, since we were talking in Indian, they thought we was already telling story. I think that's what happened. So they start seeking us what we were saying. So that's, but also, I'm saying we're going to fry bread now. So Sound like my mother.
1453-46.
We said the water's hot enough, so we ready to put the grits in for the sofke. And she's putting sofke in, saying this is amount. And you stir you. It's according to you how thick you want. Some people like it thin, because some people like it thin. One of them is saying, I like mine real thin. And she said, this is how much I make mine. So, in other words, that's what they're explaining. That, mostly, we don't put the same amount. We put a different one. Then we're going to get ready to fry bread and get my pan for the fry bread now. So everything is ready. It's ready to cook the fry bread. So mainly we're talking about how to fry bread in a sofke. She is telling the story about had to teach your daughters to cook and fry bread and make sake and cook at the young age where they should, when they get married, they already be prepared to cook and feed you, feed their family. And she said, there's a little story to it. It's like a kind of joke. It's not a joke, but it's funny about it because this girl got married and she had never been taught to cook. So first time she was going to fry bread, you got to drop it in there fast. Instead of she stuck the whole fingers in there and fried her fingers. So that's another thing that you always have to teach your daughters how to cook before they get married, so they can know how to prepare the food for their family. And that is what she's teaching. We were saying that where the story goes with that the four logs, how to set on the log when you are training your daughter how to cook fire, and also teach them not to be around the fire, but also make sure that the clothes don't get caught on the fire. It's for the safety. And also there is a way that you cannot sit on the log with your leg open, you know, like this, with a log between you. The boy can do it, but Joseph always has to sit on the side like this, and you must never open your leg while sitting on the log. Always have your leg crossed together on the side, because it's for a boy to sit on the log with his legs open. It's all right, but it's not for a girl. And also we were saying, is this hot enough for the grease? It said, throw a little bit of water, and if it's, you hear that sound, that making crack sound, and she said it's ready now for the fry bread. So now you can drop your fry bread in. She's telling the other lady, okay, you tell you, said she's a bird claim, to tell her to how to take care, how to do the cooking. And she said, it's your turn to cook now, it's your turn to tell now. But she was also saying that I taught my girls how to be around the fire and how to cook around the open fire when they were very young. When they're old enough to realize, you know, that how to cook, I had them with me. And some people think I was lazy. I did that, but I did it because that's how I was taught to teach my daughters. So she said. It's all Those two ladies are there saying, the older lady says she was born and raised where the part of the Everglades that had a lot of cypress trees, so she used to have big old logs she had big old logs around her fireplace to where she could cook on. But the other lady was born in a part of the Everglades that was nothing but water, and there were little trees where they could hardly have any big logs to cook on, and they had to use rocks to around the fire to cook on. And also they're telling a story about, as you go along, your education, as you're young, your education is to sit by the fire, listen to the older people cooking and talking, and if you're old enough to be around the fire, then you can start stirring the sofki like that and listen to them. And at the same time, it's a part of education where they used to tell us that we never put your pot too close together or where they will lean against each other, because when you get older, you're going to get married and have children. So if you did that, it's a part of that where your child might be born another way, or would turn out not right, like a normal childbirth. So you must never learn to put your pot too close together where they would lean against each other. And also she's saying that when you're going to fix your corn sofki or corn, that if you have it in something that's open, never put it towards the fire. Always put it away from the fire, the face of which is open. Never put it against the facing the fire. That's what she is saying. But the other part I didn't catch, because she said in low. And she started.
So the woman.
They were saying that about that pots being close together, that for some reason if you had a childbirth, it would affect you when you're having a childbirth or something, and that it would stop you, or you would have problem with it. And then she said, when you watch, when they, in the past, they used to build a lot of fires, so they used to have, at night, they said the ashes would be so bright, then you would like to watch them, but they tell you you cannot watch them, because if you watch them during a birth, when you carry your child, you would have a fever that it would affect you some way, that you would have a high fever during the carrying a your child during your pregnancy, and you must never look at it. But today we don't hardly build a fire that we don't see that ashes are glowing like that anymore. But said back then they used to have fire going all the time, and that's what they say.
Mm-hmm. 1458-01, the lady in the blue. Could you hear her?
I didn't hear her too good. Like I said,
she talks okay.
But what she said was saying that when you cook like a rice, they get stuck to the pot. You shouldn't scrape it out and eat it, because that's another part of teaching that she got, that you must never, when you eat the top bottom part, I mean top one, you can eat it down to the bottom and it's stuck to the pot. You must never eat that. And she's saying, is it cooked now? And it's ready now. So we're talking about softy.